marketing director, actually.
Sure.
Mas. Shall I wait? I'm not sure if he's late or delayed or whatever, so. I'm gonna start soon enough, not have much time anyway.
Oh, there he is.
Sure, okay.
A little bit, but.
Alright,
Real problem with.
About to start, so let's see. Okay, welcome again today, functional design phase. I'll take you over the minutes of last meeting, okay, that was just to get to know each other and have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project, so. Put the minutes on the, I made on the project chair, so if you wanna review them, they're there. I will do it so after every meeting. So if you have some information you want to take back, you can find it there. Anyways, today free presentation for every one of you. After that, I got some new project requirements from project board, so I'm gonna go over those later. But I wanna start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with. And after that, we can have the new requirements and share some thoughts, so. Want to go first?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Take it.
There was a little problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, that's what you have.
Yeah. Okay.
I still don't have it.
I want to open the my s- oh no.
You should close it on your own notebook, I guess.
Oh no, it's okay. Slideshow. Yes. The functional requirements, it's very important for the user who wants to the method we use it's not a slide because it went wrong, but the method we use we tested it with 100 men, and we asked them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
Is it people or men?
People, sorry.
Okay.
Both women.
That was only men.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. The findings: 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly.
That's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
You have to do something
and
about that.
Yeah, most they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control. So we can do a little nice things with it. And the use set a lot. So that's the most important things. Oh yeah, not all is it on my PowerPoint presentation. But the relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use. Less important is teletext. They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5. And but not important is the channel selection.
That's a little weird. Which channel?
No. That's very important. But what's not so important is audio settings, display settings, and
okay, we can hide those in
yeah.
Menu or something.
Okay. New preferences. And B, to find your control. That was okay
like
in the test. The most people find it irritating. When they cannot find their remote control, so I think it's a beep to sound it and you can find it. And another thing they want was speech recognition, so they can say what they want, or let's go to channel one, that's kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen to look at what's on every channel, what
and
do I want.
A little preview on the remote control.
Yeah.
Preview what's on the channel.
Okay. Is that manageable? Does it sound expensive to you?
Sounds
Yeah.
too, it's possible, but it, I think it's best for do the team.
Yeah. My personal preferences is a button for my favorite channel, so I can zap to my quick to my favorite channel what I so the remote must see or must see what my preferences are for which
Okay, you
channel,
don't
so
zap
I can
yourself, it just
zap to
remembers the channel that you're on most, for example.
what?
You want it to be programmed, for example,
Yeah.
you program or you want it to recognize your favorite channel. Let's say you
Recognize.
spend 20 minutes each day on that channel,
Yeah.
so it recognizes it's your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference.
Okay,
Yeah.
so it does it recognizes itself. You don't have to set
No,
it. Okay.
itself. Maybe it's easier to set it, but I don't know if it's manageable.
I
We
see.
will see. Yeah, it's a little bit it's the end of it. It's a
Okay.
little bit I lost it, the computer crashed, so
No problem. It's okay. It's
Shall I go?
yeah, go ahead.
So, some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier. Let's just start with the method. Sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspect, because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong with the user? Gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want to watch some television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas which you posted in the network folder. Really good idea. These are just the issues. I'll come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not clear. So either we lose those or we try to make it a little bit more clear. Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could find
Yeah, make it more
something for
durable.
that. Yes. Covered that. Oh yes, the user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons are small. So you press more once, remote control goes
So the
kablooey
buttons.
or something like that. So we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on the remote control. And possibly also the size. So more important buttons,
Just yeah,
bigger
make
size.
them bigger, be
So this
more
is
durable.
basically what I had in mind in that fade-proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols, but maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols are need to be replaced by others. This I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one, but more, less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically what I had in mind. This is not the final design, this is
No, of
just a
course.
general idea of
Yeah.
how I'd like to see
Much
basically
better.
the general idea. So that was it.
That was it. Okay, thank you. So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the remote to find it somewhere
Yeah,
and
it's
increase
a really good idea.
the durability of the thing. So the other aspect we'll just see when you came up with what's possible for that budget. Okay.
Okay, now work a little with me. Okay, well, what's this? Okay, the method. There are a few questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it.
because then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do. And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in the remote control, so that's why I also like to say go a little bit easy on the designs. I heard you're talking about beams and about video screens, but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already. So keep in mind that everything that you keep think of, it has to be built. So it's that's not as easy as it might look like. Material study, I'm working on that for the costs. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it is done, and all remote controls work that way. I think we can just go on with that. Then I've read more integration of materials means less cost for production. The more we can make at once, in one piece, that is cheaper.
Integrate them all into the circuit board.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we have
okay.
to
okay.
make something that's not too difficult in design again. Like this is what it looks like if you press one button. So this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, and you have like a switch. The switch, if you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor that thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see it. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two light bulbs. You have infrared and an a light, an indication light that you know that it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If you want to make remote universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to have a look, do we want that or not. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for the materials to be used light.
Okay. How's it?
Yeah.
I'll get back to the thing then.
Okay, back to this to the screen. So I got some new information on the project specifications are changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore because the internet that people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly. So we can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button because there are always people who are using it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it should be very, should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere or under second option or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because our this is a new product, and with this new product we want to appeal to younger people, which are the younger people we define under 40. So I think it's also good with the fashion and everything. So
yeah, and they want to pay for it. And
they want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like. They like
more
the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
With more technical specifications.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
of course, let's see how far we can go with that anyway. So,
mm.
And one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow, but I'm not sure if we, I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept, I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea and just make changeable covers for your, I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think, and people could even spend extra money on buying a cover, so I have an entire new remote control that they like to see. Or we could, for example, we can make a different, a basic design and sell the cover separately, for example. That's just a little marketing idea that could be applied, so we can, it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to, I think you don't have to make entire remote controls, make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. So just not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making the presentation, which you'd like to share.
No, I think this is a good
idea.
Okay.
But
is it manageable? Yeah.
Is it easy?
With an LCD screen?
Oh yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen now.
Why?
I think
Nokia.
For example, it's huge. I think LCD is huge.
consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes a lot of power.
It costs too much to
Costs a lot.
So
Okay,
what we could do, what could be possible is maybe not an LCD screen with a preview, but I'm not sure if it's even possible. For example, a little TV guide. Like you have a little just a text only. Not
yeah.
color, just a little text thing so you can use a remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure if it's even possible, but
I have to check it
maybe
out.
You could
yeah.
find a little compromise in that.
Yeah.
And write down. I think the beep's a very simple thing to implement. Just
mm-hmm.
make a button on your TV and just hit the button and beep somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to implement. Should go without
speech recognition. You wanna button on television?
I think yeah, I mean where else should you put it?
Okay. But that rules out the universal remote control.
Yeah, but how are you going to use that if your, I mean, if your remote control is lost? How are you going to press? Where are you going to press the button?
Maybe just a slap-on sticker with a button, which sends out a
slap-on sticker. Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can
mm-hmm.
attach to your TV?
Yeah,
that could be possible. Little box.
Yeah,
okay. To your TV. Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want the universal remote control because that's.
I think it's universal.
I
think we should go for universal because apparently we're a separate company making separate remote controls to sell to a lot of diverse
mm-hmm.
people. I think universal remote controls should be possible.
Okay.
Everyone wants to buy it. So.
Yeah, I think we're targeting everyone. Okay, universal is good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries. So I think implementing speech recognition is such a small
one
apparatus is very hard to do.
Or when you say 1, 2, with the
see a range of people speaking 1, 2, whatever.
Aside that, the technology isn't really super yet, so that is a problem.
I'm not sure technology, I think it takes a lot of memory and everything.
It's a good idea, but it's just not, I don't think the market's right for that yet.
I don't think it should be implemented in your remote control yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We should look into the materials that are a little durable, so the symbols won't fade. Maybe a little harder plastic, or especially maybe you don't have to do all the buttons, but especially the ones that are popular buttons. So those always fade first. I think it's the most important thing that we have now. Let's see.
If we make remote control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area.
That's
exactly. Especially for older people, that they can read.
Well, we're targeting older people, if you remember that. Everything we target is under 40, so you assume that they read correctly. And I think the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to trends that are passing through the world. So.
But should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or just
no?
For
now, I think it's just something you put over them. Because
we could,
yeah,
that's
not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into the durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded after, I mean, if you make a durable remote, they are faded, you can just buy a new cover.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's hard to make. So that's not a bad idea.
The buttons are like a Nokia telephone on a 1C, so you
mm-hmm.
don't have to change your whole cover. You can make something that you can only remove the sleeve.
I know.
It's just one piece of rubber.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Something you have to look into. Either change both the buttons and the cover, or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easier. Anyway, yeah. Is this what we're gonna do after this lunch break and more individual work after that? So let's see where we. So you have to come up with the components concept. Yeah, watching, you should do some trend watching because even if we're going to do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to know in this phase because it's going to be the essential final design we're going to come up with.
Okay.
Yeah, I think usually the phase is pretty obvious. I mean, it should be very intuitive. Yeah, it should speak for itself. For example, I bought a remote control last week with the NTB. It was like old buttons and you have no idea what it does at first, and I'm not a total TV noob anyway, so I think it should have less or very little buttons and maybe a second level menu for the appliance. So maybe just stick them under a menu, like you said, the sound options and the surround whatever, the more complicated, just stick them under one menu and give it a put it in a software piece, like a menu, and select everything you want to set on your TV.
Is it technically possible to send a signal to the television and then pops up a menu, because we're working with different types of television, so we're going to work
that
out?
That's true.
I don't think so.
No, that's true.
I don't think so. Because the television needs to respond to
Yeah, that's true.
Inbuilt menu, isn't it? Yes.
Yes.
So basically we
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not, so.
Or we could use a double sided for less used functions.
A double sided remote control?
Yeah.
I don't think that's useful.
For the cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues.
Yeah, but then you're gonna have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV, the half of the buttons won't function if you have a for a Sony
Yeah,
that
but basic
for
functions,
TV.
But functions which are not frequently used, because
I don't
if
think
we
we should
use
yeah.
a universal remote control, we're going to have most buttons on it, so
I'm not sure.
Mm.
Yeah, for the you have to make a little decision between the part if you want a universal remote control that it should do what people usually do with their TVs, not the very complicated settings that you can usually do that with, either the old remote control if they really hate that thing,
but
you can't you cannot take into consideration all of the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between because usually the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big ones, the big brands. So. I have a universal remote control and can use the menu button, so I think I'm not sure if you can put some research into that if it's possible. I think the navigation is very basic.
Mm-hmm. I think there must be a way to involve the more complicated functions of the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then
yeah.
you should be able to get everything out of the television that's in it.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
true.
But
I think
you
so.
Use
we need
by
to put some research
buying.
Into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible.
Okay.
That's the way how to. Yeah, then you can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside their little piece of software, so it's okay.
I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all their remote controls exactly the same
mm-hmm.
for all the devices, and you'll always grab the wrong one because the format of the buttons is exactly the
yeah.
same, or the labels.
I think it should be a little distinct from everything else, because it's
mm.
either it's both
yeah,
straight up, maybe the shape can be a little different.
Maybe
it's a little more curved or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll put some on paper and present them next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that.
Exactly. Not sure. Because we have 40 minutes, I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, but it wasn't me, it was
maybe
yeah. something. So, anyway, yeah, we could do some work out on the design, for example. I mean, what do you want? Do you want kind of trying to
Yeah, but we'd like some curves or.
Maybe something like this. With a little smooth inside. So you have the transmitter here, for example.
Yeah.
See that you. What would be handy? I think that the buttons should be. The channel buttons
and
should
the
be.
Light,
on their own.
I'll get the general idea.
Yeah, okay. Another one here. Let's see what. I think these are always on top of the control, so this should be here.
And since you're holding it like this, I suggest you put
it's
the
like
channel
volume.
Up, channel down.
Yeah, just take it.
So you have the up channel.
Channel.
The volume. Do we want that horizontal or vertical?
Take triangles or. That's fine.
This is basically what people are accustomed to. So
maybe we should make them. Bigger or
okay. Yeah, but this is just a general idea. Maybe the menu button can go like
yeah, in the middle.
In
it's
the
it's
middle.
Usually not there.
Perhaps you should also make something like a flash of it if it's lost for people that are deaf. They won't
yeah.
get it.
Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair,
you won't be able to find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
True, but it only has to do so when you press the button that itself.
Yeah.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that you that some
oh,
lights
you
light
up. Yeah, if, for deaf people, for example. So we could do that.
It's the light or.
So we have the basic channel we've got here, the power button.
Oh, yeah, that's
somewhere
true.
Over here.
It should be central. Shouldn't be, you shouldn't press it by accident, but shouldn't be stacked away somewhere.
I usually press it on top. At least that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, not at all. I'm sure it's possible.
What would you like to move?
Yeah, I thought maybe you should move the buttons down and.
And you're reading from the, you always read from the top to the bottom of it.
Top to bottom, yeah, that's true, you should. I think the power button should be on top.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you do. Turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button. Is that somewhere here?
I think it should be at the bottom somewhere.
Is that used often?
Sorry?
The mute button?
Mute.
Do people use that?
No.
Cause I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here, at least in general, but.
I don't think it's important, but I think it.
It's not that important, no.
I think it should be.
It could be somewhere here.
Or with the volume selection.
No, yeah, people are accustomed to it.
Around, it's not at top, but around the volume selection.
Am I?
I don't know where exactly, but.
Take this out here. Are gonna take triangles anyway, I'm drawing triangles, but.
That's pretty much what people are accustomed to, aren't they?
Yeah, it's maybe a bigger, lesser than thing. So anyway, I think this should be channels and.
What?
Well, I'm accustomed to the channels being on the top.
Yeah.
Here, okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, it should be channel, okay, but this to channel. Up and down.
Shall we also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable remote? That you don't have to buy new batteries.
Yeah.
Well, but that is, it's on one part, it's a good thing to recharge it. Maybe should, what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. You have, just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable.
But that's all quite possible.
Isn't that expensive in the entire package?
It's very annoying. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it, because it might be a very good idea. Cause if it's useful to have it rechargeable, but at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it and you wanna watch TV now, you wanna be able to put different batteries in it to use it now and not in half an hour.
Okay, and you could make a device, but I'm not sure how that is possible with the costs, that you can put in normal batteries, rechargeable, but.
I think I have a nice idea.
The remote also can act as a recharger, so then you can choose at every decision. Know what I mean? You can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights, but they can also be recharged with the remote,
the
wire.
I think it's a pretty good idea to have like sort of maybe a base station that you put on the TV, could be flat, you insert your remote into it.
But I think that will cost a lot. A normal wire would be better, like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself.
Well, we were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash. Into the thing with a little separate signaler. So you can put that on a TV, for example. It could be very flat, it could be very small. It's a very small. Yeah, I'm drawing big now, but. So you can put your remote on flat, for example.
Yeah.
And at the back side of your remote, you have just a little hole. For example, you just put it on and recharge it, for example. I don't think it's
but again,
expensive.
Isn't that too expensive? Because that means
I'm not
that
sure
we
it
have
costs
to implement
a lot, that
rechargeable battery. A docking station.
That's what you buy yourself.
I'm going to try to find that out. I'm not sure if there's information
available.
It's
just an idea. If it's
and
possible.
Do people actually want that?
Yeah,
do
they want to pay for it.
They want to pay for
rechargeable.
I'm not sure. You should find out if rechargeable is important.
That was not asked. Yes.
Yeah.
These are comfort issues, but so I think people will pay. They wanted to pay for comfort.
They want to pay for comfort, which just we could either make a separate station which just sends a signal. To the remote control to either beep or flash to find it. And yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with the docking station.
I think this is a brilliant product. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good, actually. I like the beep part anyway.
So
I like the covers. That's brilliant.
Can we save this or
yeah it's we can save this. Save. Even say at the end. Everything so. Okay. So what we have here is I think you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about that.
Maybe maybe you can find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for 24 euro sales price, but just try to find out what they're willing to pay for. could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers, or just have to see what it looks like.
I would like to make a decision model. What it costs and what kind of materials. If we can choose what we want
in
it.
Yeah, if you have some financial information, then.
Exactly, I do that.
That'd be nice.
Could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons, where to put it?
Yeah.
You seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't. That was possible, not allowed. So that's something I'm not sure that you're allowed to share documents on
press,
the
so
I don't care.
I'm not standard in station yet, so but I have the
Well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some information out of that.
Yeah, I have the home page of our here's my
I include the new one.
Oh, where would we
here's my marketing report, maybe you can look at that.
Where would we want the telefax button? If we
and
decided that it's not that important, do we
make
put it somewhere over here?
More. Yeah, just increase it a little because
and what people
oh,
want.
Maybe this is something for the next meeting.
I have
I draw it some
draw some designs.
I have a lot of things.
Just keep in mind that the important button should be on top and if it makes it
well, we have
less
decided more or less the
more
basic structure. I can put the other buttons
just
in.
Play a little with this. Shift a little up or down and we'll see what looks best.
What did you want?
Or just post your designs from time to time on the product share.
What I already said is that the remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people, they want to learn it fast, not they want to.
Yeah, so we want very little buttons, just the one that's used a lot.
It's easy to learn.
Yeah, it should cover all the functions, so possibly just an idea that
we have to understand what people do. So people change channels, they change the volume, and they change channels, they turn TV off and on. Example, that's basic. That's what you do. I'm not sure if we present that again, but those are the basic things that people use it for. So those should be very well represented.
Yeah, but we could go a step further because some TVs have the possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's true, but that's what we stick under the menu button. Everything is usually every TV is configured under the menu.
But because we're making
because it needs to be configured in a television.
Yeah, but
if it isn't, then we cannot reach it.
We need to adjust to
I think most modern TVs
technology.
Have it in their menu.
True. Isn't there a possibility to do research on that? We know that for sure. If you rule out functions, then and that gets known, then people are not going to buy it. Then the consumer bond or something says you cannot do this and that.
We'll see what we can come up with.
Another thing I want to say is that we are looking at the market for age younger than 40.
Yes.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation because my computer is. They want to pay for an LCD screen and a speech recognition.
Did I really say it like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah.
Did I realize how much that costs?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to be able to sell it for 25 then. Of an LCD screen.
Even if you have this lost unit, then we cannot do it for that price.
Well, the interesting feature is not really the LCD. I mean, would you pay for a speech recognition remote control?
So, we can.
Speech recognition is.
We can look at the possibilities for the LCD.
Yeah, just look at the possibilities. Because if apparently it's what people want,
how
it's
much
it's supposed to be a serious remote. Maybe it's not even that expensive. Or find a compromise, maybe just black and white. Or some extra information.
I doubt it.
But I really need finance information.
Me too. We all do.
We all do.
I think it's something we should put into consideration. Apparently it's what people want. So we should see if what it costs if it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring, really, to me. Even if you put even if you put a different cover on it, it looks
different
still looks
color,
boring, so.
Maybe.
And the design is different. This is like Philips,
I have no clue.
Well, I
just do something like which would fit into your hand easily.
something like this. Make it kind of futuristic.
Oh, I realize if we make it small, then it needs to be a little thicker.
I think it's
I need
a very
to electronic things.
Sorry?
If we make it smaller, less wide, then we need to make it a little thicker, because I have to put all the electronics
Okay.
in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to
Okay.
just keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. Maybe we can stick it in there, I think.
So
Yeah,
what
even
could
in the worst case, you can even give me the pen there?
Yeah, sure.
So let's say people would want an LCD thing. Let's take the basic design again of what we came up with. I'll just make it a little bigger now. So transmitter here. Anyway. We could, let's say we have an LCD screen. People want an LCD screen. So then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but just has to be there. I think it's a good place. People do it.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it on top.
It's not that it's not the most important function. It's just an extra thing. You, just, you press the buttons on top because
but
your finger is on top.
If you are going to put a LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it because it use it.
How can you use an LCD screen?
But nay, the function of it. So you can use it maximum because it's a lot. It costs a lot. So
yeah, why?
Now it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
Yeah, if you press a button, you can see it, right? I'm sure. I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on the top.
You would prefer it? Okay. So we have three points. So you can see it be on top. Okay, but then you would have to stack all your buttons somewhere else.
It's expensive to build it, so
well,
I'm still not convinced
of
the
about the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible, if it's not too expensive, we should include it because it's cool.
We just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it. But we need that information. Also, keep in mind again, the LCD screen is very flat, but it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I have to look at that.
Yeah. So basically, what we have to decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control and the channel control here, or do we put a? Would we like to press it?
Maybe we should.
And
we could maybe something that has it on the bottom. Maybe in a circle, for example, like in this example. I think this is not good, but we could make circular buttons, for example, for
yes,
up and down.
We do agree
making
that
a circle
we
on it.
So keep this at the center because it's basically the most important.
I think the channel
the
button should be in the center.
Yeah.
Channel button should be stick together, for example, here in this section.
Well, that would make them quite small.
We're not sure
or
about
maybe
the size
put
anyway.
Them
it's
here.
Just in general design. You make it as big as you want. For example,
yes, a big remote control is probably not something that people would like.
No, let's see.
If we have a space issue, we can also lose one battery. It is with chargeable.
Yeah. Well, I think if we even use an LCD screen, we need to, definitely.
Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means space.
Yeah,
that's
we'll have to see what the size is. The LCD doesn't have to need to be very big.
No, but the things behind it, they need space.
Let's see.
Finish meeting now.
Finish meeting, yeah. Okay, well.
So would we like this or would we like the...
We have to decide what people want. Either this one, this could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something on it. I think this would look cool. You could have, for example, small buttons here for some extra functions. So if your basic functions here, which are, like we decided before, programs up and down.
And what about the speech recognition?
You could just, no, I'm not sure if you can do that, but
yeah,
you could put a microphone in here, for example.
Or LCD or the speech. I think LCD is better.
Just to do research into both, what it costs and what it takes for space.
Yeah.
Well, let's cut the menu for now.
One more thing I'd like to say. Let's give this a name, not like some value serial number that no one understands. Like
oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Tell
Well,
me
why
what you
I have to think about a name?
That's all we're thinking of. Okay, anyway, the minutes will be on the web shortly.
Yeah.
Finish up our cigarette lunch.